弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
感谢主的看顾，保守我们又能够平安的过一周，现在进入安息，来领受主耶稣的祝福。
Thank God for watching over us in this past week so that we can peacefully come here and receive His blessings.
我们今天晚上，小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来谈，奉主的名放胆传道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I share the topic preaching boldly in the name of the Lord.
下个星期，是我们的灵布道会。
Next week is our evangelical, service and spiritual convocation.
从三月底四月初以后，一直到五月这个春季的时候，在许多教会都会去陆续的去开灵布道会。
In this spring season, from the end of March to May, a lot of churches are having their ESSC.
这是我们一年两次弟兄姐妹可以来领受属灵的灵粮，就好像一个属灵的节期一样，是很值得我们大家重视的。
It is a biannual event, and all brothers and sisters can receive spiritual nutrition from this.
那我们可以比较多的时间有系列的来聆听一些属灵的道理加添我们的信心。
We can spend more time listening to spiritual teachings and increasing in faith.
那同时，灵布道会也是我们更积极的去传扬福音的一个美好的机会。
And also, it is a very great opportunity for us to preach the gospel.
希望我们能够借着灵恩的丰盛弟兄姐妹热心的参与。然后吸引更多的主的羊来到他的羊圈，领受这个救恩。
And I hope that all brothers and sisters can take hold of this opportunity to bring others to the fold.
所以主耶稣教会有个特色，就是灵恩布道会一起去开。
So something special about the True Jesus Church is that we have our evangelical service and spiritual convocation together.
灵恩会如果没有布道会，似乎就好像少了一个工作。
Spiritual convocation without evangelical service seems like something is lacking.
布道会如果没有灵恩丰沛在教会当中牧道者其实也不太容易感受到真教会的能力跟特殊。
And evangelical service without spiritual convocation, truth seekers are not able to feel the truth in the church.
就是在这里可以领受神的属灵的恩典。
That they can experience God's grace here.
所以许多的神迹奇事或者是弟兄姐妹甚至慕道朋友领受圣灵在灵布道会的时候。
And many miracles and signs happen during spiritual convocation, and many brothers and sisters also receive the Holy Spirit.
我们今天晚上从使徒行传来查考这个道理。
So tonight we'll be studying this teaching from the book of Acts.
因为我们做什么事都是奉主耶稣的名。
Because we do all things in the name of the Lord.
我们看圣经使徒行传第九章。
We'll turn to Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章。
Acts chapter 9.
这一章是主耶稣基督用奇妙的大光去显召他的器皿，就是保罗来归入基督的记录。
In this chapter, the Lord used a light to call one of his vessels, who was Paul.
我们先来看第九章的第二十七节。
We'll look at Acts chapter 9, verse 27.
九章二十七节。
Acts chapter 9, verse 27.
唯有巴拿巴接待他，领去见使徒，把他在路上怎样看见主，主怎么向他说话，他在大马色怎样奉耶稣的名放胆传道，都述说出来。
Verse 27, but Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and he declared to them how he had seen the Lord on the road, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus.
二十八节，于是扫罗在耶路撒冷和门徒出入来往。
28. So he was with them at Jerusalem, coming in and going out.
29节， 奉主的名放胆传道，并以说希利尼话的犹太人讲论辩驳，他们却想法子要杀他。
29, and he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Hellenists, but they attempted to kill him.
今天晚上的题目就从这两节经节来的。
So our topic for tonight came from these verses.
保罗他被主选召之后，他人生做了180度的大转变。
After Paul was called by the Lord, there was a 180-degree change in his life.
他本来是从耶路撒冷带着大祭司的搜索令，特别要到大马士革去的，进每一个犹太人的会堂去抓信耶稣的人。
Previously, he had come from Jerusalem with letters from the high priest so that he could capture Christians from the synagogues.
从耶路撒冷要走到大马士革，这可不是短距离，这个至少要走一个星期的路程的。
And the journey from Jerusalem to Damascus is not a short one. It could take up to a week.
以现在来看，这个是200多公里 的路程。
Yeah, from today's standards, it was about 2,000 kilometers.
那200。
Oh, 200.
那这么长的距离，你看扫罗，他是何等的积极，他是抓到人，他还要把他带回耶路撒冷去审判的。
So we see how motivated Paul was to capture these Christians.
但是主耶稣要选召一个人也是这么容易，他就用路上用光照他而已。
But if the Lord wants to call someone, it is very easy. He just used a light to shine on him.
那主就向他说话。
And the Lord spoke to him.
跟他介绍说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
He introduced himself. He said, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting."
然后接下去告诉扫罗说，你进城起来，进城去。
And then he told Paul to arise and go into the city.
你要做的事情，有人会告诉你。
And you will be told what you must do.
他一起来，眼睛瞎了。
And when he got up, he was blind.
那被领进去，一样进到他本来要去的地方这个是一个犹太人的家里，犹大的一个家里去了。
And he was led to the place he wanted to go and into the house of a Jew.
那接下去三天看不见，瞎眼了。
He was 3 days without sight.
三天禁食，不吃不喝。
And he neither ate nor drank.
对他来说，这真的是他怎么想也没有想到人生怎么会碰到这种事。
So maybe he was considering how did I come to this in my life.
过去他是何等热心，以为去迫害信耶稣的人是为神做事是得到神喜悦的。
Before he was very zealous in persecuting Christians, he thought this is something that God wanted him to do.
但是他竟然是在迫害主耶稣了。
But actually, he was persecuting Jesus.
那现在他突然明白了。
But now he understood.
所以我们看到圣经就记录了神他从创世以前其实都认识我们每一个人。
So the Bible records that even before the foundation of the world, God already knew all of us.
那他也知道他要用谁做什么事。
And he also knew who he would use and to do what.
那主他是等到适当的时候，他才有动作的。
And God waits till the right time to work.
所以我们看到在第九章看到保罗他的归主是个非常奇妙的神迹。
So we see that the origin of Paul was a very miraculous one.
那当然，保罗后来就接受了洗礼，也领受圣灵。
And Paul was later baptized and received the Holy Spirit.
经亚拿尼亚一按手祷告之后他的眼睛也看见了。
And after Ananias laid hands on him, he could also see.
那接下去我们看到他就成为主的门徒了。
And then he became a disciple of the Lord.
第九章的十九节。
We'll look at chapter 9, verse 19.
他吃过饭，他现在禁食三天之后，他现在可以吃东西，就健壮起来。
So when he had received food, he was strengthened. So after he fasted, now he could eat.
然后他就跟大马色的门徒同住了一些日子。
And then Saul spent some days with the disciples at Damascus.
那如果我们对照加拉太书里面他所描述的，其实这段时间应该有三年左右。
So if we compare with Galatians, this time was probably around 3 years.
那在大马士革的这三年当中，我们看第二十节，接下去扫罗在各会堂里面宣传耶稣，说他是神的儿子。
So in these 3 years at Damascus, if we look at verse 20, he started to preach the Christ in the synagogues.
那当时候，你看，听见都很惊奇，说怎么会这样子
？And people who heard this were amazed.
这个人不是本来就是要抓信耶稣的人吗
？And said, "Is this not he who destroyed those who called on the name in Jerusalem?"
那他怎么现在传起这个道来了
？So why is he preaching this now?
但是第二十二节就说扫罗越发有能力，驳倒住在大马色的犹太人，证明耶稣是基督。
Verse 22 says, "But Paul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who dwelt in Damascus, proving that this Jesus is the Christ."
我们看扫罗他当初亚拿尼亚进来跟他说话的时候，跟他说了神的旨意。
So when Ananias first came to Saul and told him the God's will.
第十五节是说。
Verse 15 says.
主对亚拿尼亚说你去他是我所拣选的器皿要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。
But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel."
十六节，我要指示他，为我的名必须受许多的苦难。
16, for I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake.
这是神所特别预备的器皿。
This is a vessel that God prepared.
我们知道器皿本身就是这个是用泥土烧起来的，很容易就破的。
We know that vessels are made of clay; they're easily broken.
那这个器皿现在如果被主所用，当然就成为尊贵的。
But when God uses this vessel, it becomes precious.
神要用它来做见证，宣扬耶稣的名。
God wants him to bear his name before others.
那这是就让我们看到神要用扫罗做的工作，基本上就是传福音的。
So the work that God wanted Paul to do was to preach.
要在外邦人、君王以及犹太人面前。
To preach before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel.
那就当时候来说，基本上就是整个罗马帝国的区域了。
So that was basically the entire Roman Empire at the time.
这是为什么扫罗后来他很积极的，他要往地极去传福音去。
And that is why Paul wanted to go to Rome.
那所以我们看到的就是当时候扫罗，因为他在大马士革之后他接下去就很积极的传福音了。
So when Paul was in Damascus, he started to actively preach the gospel.
那第二十二节说他很有能力了。
And verse 22 said he had strength.
他驳倒住在大马士的犹太人呢。
And confounded the Jews who dwelt in Damascus.
这个我们中文用驳倒，其实你如果看它原来的意思，就是他让当时的犹太人因为保罗所说的话，他们对耶稣的认识就开始不一样了。
So this word confounded, if you look at the original meaning, it means that when Paul preached to them, they started to have a different understanding of Jesus.
就是因为扫罗他一讲之后本来这些犹太人他们都认为说耶稣他只是一个木匠的儿子。
So, at first the Jews thought that Jesus was the son of a carpenter.
他甚至是一个先知。
And he was a prophet.
他是道德水准很高的。
He had very high morals.
但是他又看起来又好像不遵守律法。
But it seems like he doesn't keep the law.
所以当时候你看犹太人呼喊要钉耶稣十字架的时候。
So when the Jews wanted to crucify Jesus,
他们就你看控告他的理由就是他破坏律法，践踏圣所，一样的。
They accused him of breaking the law.
那所以当时候他们不认为说耶稣是基督啊。
So they did not acknowledge that Jesus was the Christ.
现在保罗他在大马士革，他现在跟犹太人辩论，他现在讲的重点就是耶稣是基督。
And when Saul was preaching to the Jews in Damascus, his main point was preaching Christ.
所以他介绍这个该信的是谁。
So he was introducing the one they should be attracted to.
让众人对耶稣有一个新的看法。
So that the multitude would have a different understanding of Jesus.
那我们知道扫罗这个人，他本来就是律法很熟的。
So we know that Saul was very familiar with the law.
他后来会自我介绍，他说他是在加玛列的门下的高材生。
When he introduced himself, he said that he studied under Gamaliel.
那加玛列这个人物就是在第五章我们查经的时候查到的。他当时候在公会的面前是讲话很有分量的。
And we studied this character Gamaliel in chapter 5. He spoke before a council.
所以当时候主的使徒们本来要受逼迫，因为加玛列一番话，他们被放了。
So the disciples were going to be persecuted, but after Gamaliel spoke, they were freed.
那扫罗是在这个人的名的门下学习的。
So Saul studied under this person.
他对律法很熟悉。
He was very familiar with the law.
现在保罗他证明耶稣是基督。
But now Paul knew that Jesus was the Christ.
就是主耶稣就是那个受膏者，就是神老早就预备好了要来拯救世人的那个救主。
Jesus is the anointed one, the one that God had prepared to save all mankind.
那当然，扫罗他这样一讲以后，这个圣经说他们都没有办法跟他辩论了。
So after Paul spoke like this, they had no way of debating with him.
那结果二十三节，那既然辩不了他，就把他杀了吧。
And because they could not debate with him, they wanted to kill him in verse 23.
所以才会商，他们说商议要杀扫罗。
So it says the Jews plotted to kill him.
那在这个时候，你看他们的计谋被扫罗知道了。
But their plot became known to Saul.
在二十五节，我们就看到扫罗他的门徒在夜间用筐子把他从城墙上坠下去。
In verse 25, we see that his disciples took him by night and let him down through the wall in a large basket.
那这个过程就是扫罗他怎么样逃走的这个过程在哥林多后书第十一章保罗他自己讲。
And this process of escaping was described by Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter
就是说他当时候逃走的时候其实是很惊险的。就是非常危险的情况
下。It was a very dangerous time.
那这里特别提到说他有门徒就是扫罗的门徒。
So here it says Saul's disciples.
就是说当时有许多人跟随扫罗。
So at the time many people were following him.
因为他自从被主选召之后他就留在大马士革他没有到耶路撒冷去的。
Because after he was called by the Lord, he stayed in Damascus and did not go to Jerusalem.
那他在那边待了三年之后。
And after he stayed there for 3 years.
我们最近看到说那个这个道理在大马士革 一传开之后，耶路撒冷的使徒们竟然也没有人说要派谁去看一看。
After he was preaching the gospel, none of the disciples in Jerusalem sent anybody to go see.
这个跟一开始这个使徒他们如果知道说 有哪一些地方已经先有门徒了，通常都会派使徒 去关心一下。
So usually when the disciples heard that the gospel had been preached to a certain place, they would send someone there.
比如说我们看第八章。
For example, if we look at chapter 8.
当这个福音从耶路撒冷传到犹太全地，现在下一个阶段就 传到撒玛利亚之后呢，现在使徒做一件事情。
When the gospel was preached to Samaria, the disciples did something.
第八章第十四节。
Chapter 8, verse 14.
使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚人领受了神的道，就打发彼得、约翰往他们那边去了。
Now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them.
两人到了就为他们祷告，叫他们受圣灵。
And when they arrived, they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit.
因为那时候圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上。
For as yet, he had fallen upon none of them.
他们都已经受奉主耶稣名受洗了。
They had only been baptized in the name of Lord Jesus.
所以从这一个记录，让我们看到说，奉主耶稣的名受洗之后，不是说就自动会得圣灵。
So from here we see that after you are baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, that does not mean you automatically receive the Holy Spirit.
因为奉主的名受洗是为了使罪得赦。
Because you receive baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus for the remission of sins.
这是在神面前因着耶稣的宝血被称义的。
So through the blood of Jesus in the sight of God, you are righteous.
受洗之后是领受了要得圣灵的应许。
And after you are baptized, you receive the promise of the Holy Spirit.
那接下去要求圣灵，要能够讲出灵言来 印证，真的是领受上头的能力，就是啊得圣灵。
But after that, you need to pray for the Holy Spirit, which is evidenced by the speaking of tongues.
啊，结果使徒，你看，使彼得跟约翰就按手在他们头上，他们就受了圣灵了。
So when Peter and John laid hands on them, they received the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以我们看到说，这个受洗跟得圣灵是两件事情。
Being baptized and receiving the Holy Spirit are two different things.
那这个圣灵是跟使徒所领受的一样。
And this spirit they receive is the same spirit that the disciples received.
我们在读使徒行传，你会发现说，每一个这个福音扩展的阶段，基本上使徒都会派人出去关心，然后为他们祷告。
So throughout the book of Acts, whenever the gospel was preached somewhere, the disciples would send people.
当福音再继续往外邦扩展出去的时候，我们看到，我们再来看第十一章，我们顺便看一下。
So when the gospel was preached to the Gentiles, we can look at chapter 11.
我们现在看第十一章。
Chapter 11.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
十九节说，因为斯提反的事遭患难四散的门徒，直走到腓尼基和基比路啊，并安提阿，他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲。
Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but the Jews only.
二十节说，内众也有基比路和古尼奈人，他们到了安提阿，也向希利尼人传讲主耶稣。
Verse 20, but some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene, who, when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists, preaching the Lord Jesus.
二十一节说，主与他们同在，信而归主人就很多了。
21, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord.
那这个就是这个福音从撒玛利亚地，现在继续往外扩张到外邦地了。所以你看，他们现在到腓尼基、到基比路，已经这个范围更广了。
So the gospel was preached to Samaria, and then it went to the Gentile land. So here we see that it was preached as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus.
一开始，这个从耶路撒冷出来的门徒，他们只向犹太人讲而已啊。
So at first, the disciples from Jerusalem would only preach to Jewish people.
但是第二十节，我们就看到，你看也有一些人领受道理之后，他们开始向讲希利尼人，就是向外邦人，就是希腊人讲道理，讲耶稣了。
But in verse 20, we see that when some people received the gospel, they started preaching to Greek people.
那这个时候，特别说主跟他们同在，所以信而归主人就很多。
And the hand of the Lord was with them, so many people believed.
他们去讲，那有主的同在，这个听人就信了。
So they preached, and the hand of the Lord was with them, so those who heard believed.
所以接下去，这个教会就建立在安提阿了。
And the church was established in Antioch.
第二十二节说，这个风声就传到耶路撒冷教会人的耳中，他们就打发巴拿巴出去，走到安提阿为止。
Verse 22, the news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch.
好，这个就是这个有人信主，这个风声现在传到耶路撒冷去。现在这一次，使徒他们派出巴拿巴去关心他们。
So news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas.
也有可能因为巴拿巴本身就是基比路人。
And it could be because Barnabas was from
Cyprus. 因为这是他是从这个地方出来的，所以这里当时有许多人可能都是同背景的。
So it was possible it was because that he came from this place.
那你看巴拿巴到了他们那边，就看见神所赐的恩，就欢喜，劝勉众人要立定心志，恒久靠主。
So when he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord.
巴拿巴他就是劝慰子的意思，就是他是很会关心 很会安慰人的。
So Barnabas was the son of encouragement. He knew how to comfort people.
二十四节特别介绍巴拿巴是个好人。
Verse 24 introduces Barnabas as a good man.
是被圣灵充满的人，大有信心的。
Full of the Holy Spirit and of faith.
因为他去了去关心，结果许多人就归服了主，更多人相信。
Because he went and he cared for these believers, many people were added to the Lord.
这就是福音往外扩张的时候，使徒他们所采取的作为。
So when the gospel was preached, we see the action of the disciples.
现在在第九章，当保罗在大马士革开始传福音的时候，在耶路撒冷的使徒们都没有 任何动作，说派人去关心看看怎么样，都没有。
But when Saul started preaching in Damascus, we don't see that the disciples sent anybody.
你就看到说，扫罗在大马士革在传福音的时候，其实那个时候他所用的方法，他是放胆在向当时人讲福音，其实也是在辩论。
So we see when Paul was preaching with these people in Damascus, to these people in Damascus, he was debating.
那当时许多人就跟他了，跟着扫罗了。
Many people started to follow him.
这些人称作扫罗的门徒啊。
They became his disciples.
啊，这当中就有一些差距，跟主耶稣所传福音，我们今天要真正跟随的是耶稣基督，这个就有落差哦。
So we see that there is a lacking here because Jesus says that we should lead people to follow him.
所以我们看到说，现在神用一个很特殊的手段，要让扫罗离开大马士革。
So God used this way to bring Paul away from Damascus.
所以现在扫罗他不得不离开。
So now he had no choice but to leave.
他是夜间的时候逃走的。
He fled by night.
表示说当时候他整个大环境是非常的紧张。
And the entire situation was very very anxious.
很危险呐。
And dangerous.
那扫罗现在逃走到耶路撒冷之后，他想要跟门徒结交，看我在第九章二十六节，但是大家都怕他，不相信他是门徒了。
If we look at verse 26, it says, When Paul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and did not believe that he was a disciple.
那我们这里看到一个很重要的一点，就是在传福音的时候，如果我们没有跟教会联系在一起，有时候传一传之后，这些门徒是跟着那一个人。
So if we're preaching but we're not connected to the church, then people who believe might follow that person.
因为那个时候，其实扫罗到大马士革是到各会堂里面去，要去找一些信耶稣的人。
So when Paul was in Damascus, he was going to different synagogues to find people who believed in Jesus.
我们从使徒教会里面，你们要看到说，教会当时在大马士革有没有建立什么据点，我们没看到。
So if we look through the book of Acts, we don't see that a church was established in Damascus.
但是因为扫罗的出现，
But because of Saul's appearance,
他们现在对耶稣的看法不一样了。
They now had a different understanding of Jesus.
那现在扫罗逃走回到耶路撒冷去。
And now Saul fled and he went to Jerusalem.
神似乎是有意有目的的对扫罗这个遭遇。
And God had a purpose for this.
因为他接下去要去传福音。如果不是 把他的这样的一个自己去传，然后一群跟随人这样的一个系统把它切断，那这个传出来的福音可能跟主当初让他做的工作不一样。
Because if he did not cut off this system of other people following him as he preached, then it could be different from what the Lord wanted.
当时候你看使徒都不敢跟扫罗交往的。
And we see that the disciples did not want to interact with him.
现在只有巴拿巴，九章二十七节，只有巴拿巴接待他。
In verse 27, only Barnabas accepted him.
领他去见使徒。
And brought him to the apostles.
所以使巴拿巴，他是一个很重要的桥梁。
So Barnabas was a very important bridge.
我们看到从第四章开始就介绍巴拿巴这个人物。
From chapter four, we see this character Barnabas.
到最后，扫罗跟巴拿巴一起同工。
Eventually, Saul and Barnabas became co-workers.
他们第一次一起出去传福音。
And they went out to preach together.
这是圣灵特别指示的，而且是指名道姓，这两个人要出去传福音。
And it was directed by the Holy Spirit that these two people should go and preach.
那我们就看到巴拿巴他这个使徒呢，其实后来成为使徒是非常特殊的值得纪念的一个主的门徒。
So Paul became a very memorable apostle of the Lord.
我们知道保罗的他的工作如果没有巴拿巴这样的一个引介，其实是很难有后来的那个规模。
And if Barnabas had not accepted Paul at the beginning, then
就是巴拿巴对扫罗的侍奉很重要。
Barnabas was very important to the work of Paul.
第二十七节是巴拿巴替扫罗说话的。
So in verse 27, Barnabas spoke for Paul.
第二十七节是巴拿巴的话，不是扫罗自己说的。
Verse 27 records the words of Barnabas, not what Paul said.
因为是巴拿巴把扫罗在路上怎么看见主，主怎么向他说话，他在大马色是怎么样奉耶稣的名放胆讲道，都把它讲出来给使徒听。
So Barnabas declared to them how he had seen the Lord on the road and that he had spoken to him and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus.
所以现在这个巴拿巴哈，他替保罗做一件事情，这个是好事。
So Barnabas did something good for Paul.
我们看到这个好人巴拿巴是个好人，好人通常都会 做好事。
Barnabas was a good man, and a good man does good things.
好事就是他会让人可以和睦。
And a good thing is that he allows there to be peace among people.
他会让人彼此之间的这个猜忌或不信任得到消除。
He gets rid of the distrust among people.
他会做出对教会有造就的好事。
He does things that edify the church.
所以我们今天我们要成为好人，我们一定要做出对教会有造就的事。
So if we want to be good people, then we need to do things that edify the church.
要让教会当中充满和谐。
We need to let there be harmony in the church.
让工人之间可以互相合作。
So that all workers can be united.
就因为你看巴拿巴他这一番话，他说他这个扫罗他在大马士革的时候是怎么奉主的名放胆传道的。
So Paul spoke for Paul. He told them how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus.
这个放胆表示说他是很勇敢的去表达出来，他不会害怕。
Preaching boldly means that he spoke very courageously and was not afraid.
这就是扫罗他在大马士革他当时传讲耶稣的那个精神。
So this was Paul's spirit when he was preaching Jesus in Damascus.
他是奉主的名讲的。
And he spoke in the name of Jesus.
因为他是亲自听到主的声音，看到主的那个光显照了。
Because he personally heard the voice of the Lord and saw the light.
所以过去对主耶稣的这些错误的认识全部都改变了。
So his entire understanding of Jesus had changed.
那保罗他去传讲主耶稣的时候，他一定用旧约圣经去印证的。
And when Paul preached Jesus, he would definitely use the scriptures in the Old Testament.
因为他并没有机会亲自跟主耶稣在一起的。
Because he had never personally been with Jesus.
但是我们知道，其实后来保罗他自己写信在加拉太书里面写，他在大马士革这三年当中其实他很用心的在学习这个主的道理。
But in Galatians, we see that he earnestly study the teachings of Jesus.
就是他的许多的这个道理对主的认识是从启示而来的。
And many of his understandings of the gospel came from revelation.
那当然也是建立在他对旧约圣经很熟悉的基础上面。
And it was built on the foundation that his familiarity with the Old Testament.
所以他现在奉主耶稣的名放胆去传福音呢。
So now he was preaching boldly.
其实我们这里中文用放胆传道，他其实就是 一句话，就是放胆，就是他很有胆量。
So he was very brave.
他的胆量就是他不害怕，就是他不害怕说他讲出来的话会得罪人家了。
He was not afraid that his words would offend people.
好，这是扫罗他在大马士革所做的事。
So this is what Saul did in Damascus.
到第二十八节之后，现在扫罗来到耶路撒冷。
And in verse 28, now he came to Jerusalem.
二十九节。一样奉主的名放胆传道，并跟说希尼话的犹太人讲论辩驳。
Verse 29, and he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Hellenists.
那这里有一个名词说是说希尼话的犹太人。
Here it says Jews that spoke Greek.
那这个就是在国外出生的这些犹太人，他们是当时候讲希腊话的。
So these Jews were born in different countries and they spoke Greek.
那个保罗当时候就是针对这一群人去跟他们辩驳。
So Paul was disputing against these people.
他一样是奉主耶稣的名在放胆讲论的。
And he also spoke boldly in the name of the
Lord Jesus. 我们知道 扫罗他是很有才华的恩赐，所以他的希腊文是非常好的。
Saul was very gifted in language and he spoke Greek well.
他是纯种的希伯来人，八天就受割礼的。
And he was a Hebrew of the Hebrews. He was circumcised on the 8th day.
又是很熟悉律法的法利赛教门的。
He was also a Pharisee who knew the law very well.
当时候又是公会的成员，很有社会地位的。
He was also in the council and he had status.
那也是被大祭司所信任的这个积极分子。
He was trusted by the high priest.
但是现在他转变回来信耶稣。
But now he converted and believed in Jesus.
他现在放胆在向这些人在证明耶稣是基督。
And now he was boldly preaching to these people, saying that Jesus is the Christ.
结果得到的反应是一样。这些人辩不过他，接下去都想要杀他。
And the reaction was the same. They could not debate against him, so they attempted to kill him.
所以我们看第二十三节跟第二十九节这个就是对称。
So we can compare verse 23 and verse 29.
当时候扫罗去辩驳的时候都赢了，但是接下去人家都想要杀他了。
Paul had won the debate, but people wanted to kill him.
就让我们看到说，其实传福音不是用辩论的方法。
So when we preach, we shouldn't be debating.
你把它辩倒了，其实对方也不会信。
Even if you win the debate, that doesn't mean they'll believe.
那甚至对方可能反过来会想要做用极端的手段。
Actually, they might want to use extreme measures
against you. 所以当时候其实扫罗他是处境非常危险的。
So Saul was in a very dangerous situation.
他们当时候想法是要杀他。
And they wanted to kill him.
那结果后来你看第九章的第三十节，弟兄们知道，教会知道以后，就把扫罗送回家去了。
In verse 30, when the brethren found out, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him out to Tarsus.
把他送回去之后，第三十一节圣经就说，教会反而平安了。
And when he left, the Bible actually says that there was peace in the church.
三十一节说，在犹太、在加利利、撒玛利亚各处的教会都得平安，被建立起来。
Verse 31 says that the churches throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and were edified.
凡事大家都敬畏主，蒙圣灵的安慰，人数增多。
And walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied.
圣经这样的描述，让我们看到一个事实。
So the Bible's description here teaches us a truth.
教会的发展，人数增多，其实这是神的工作。
The church growing in numbers, this is the work of the Lord.
有时候，你看像保罗他当时候在不管在大马士士革或者是在耶路撒冷，他也是很勇敢的去传福音，去讲，去跟人家辩论呢。
So whether Paul was in Damascus or Jerusalem, he was boldly preaching to other people and debating.
这个工人是很有能力的。
So this was a powerful worker.
但是教会反而并没有得造就。
But the church was not edified.
反而会是碰到一个危机。
Actually, they encountered a crisis.
就发现说，哎，还是赶他送回去好了。
And they thought it
赶快把他送走。
It was better to send him away.
其实这件事情保罗后来自己在回忆的时候，他这样子描述的更清楚了。
And when Paul thought back to this time, he described it.
我们看第二十二章。
We'll look at chapter 22.
使徒行传第二十二章。
Acts chapter 22.
二十二章我们看第十七节。
We'll look at verse 17.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
二十二章十七节是后来我回到耶路撒冷，在殿里祷告的时候，魂游向外。
Verse 17. Now it happened when I returned to Jerusalem and was praying in the temple that I was in a trance.
十八节。
18.
看见主向我说：“你赶紧的离开耶路撒冷，不可迟延。”因为你为我做了见证，这里人必不领受。
And saw him saying to me, "Make haste and get out of Jerusalem quickly, for they will not receive your testimony concerning me."
十九节，我就说主啊，他们知道我从前把信你的人收在监里，又在各会堂里面鞭打他们。
19. So I said, "Lord, they know that in every synagogue I imprisoned and beat those who believe on you."
二十节，并且你的见证人斯提凡被害流血的时候，我也站在旁边欢喜，又看守害死他之人的衣裳。
20, and when the blood of your martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by, consenting to his death and guarding the clothes of those who are killing him.
21节，主向我说，你去吧，我要差你远远地往外邦人那里去。
21, then he said to me, depart, for I will send you far from here to the Gentiles.
这是主其实已经在异象里面特别指示保罗说，你要离开耶路撒冷，你在这里所做的工作没有用。
So while Paul was in a trance, the Lord said to him to get out of Jerusalem and that his work here was useless.
他很热心地想要在那边传福音，但是得到反效果。
He wanted to preach there, but it was not effective.
主的意思是要让他远远地往外邦那边去，离开耶路撒冷的。
But the Lord wanted him to leave Jerusalem and to go far from there.
所以我们从使徒行传看到保罗的工作在耶路撒冷基本上在这个时候是要被杀，人家要杀他，到第二十一章他就被抓起来了。
So if we look in the book of Acts, the Jews in Jerusalem wanted to kill him here, and in chapter 21, they captured him.
神并不是要扫罗在耶路撒冷工作的，虽然他自己认为很适合。
Even though he thought it was very fitting for him to be in Jerusalem, the Lord did not want.
如果以我们人的逻辑来看，扫罗这个人不是最适合在耶路撒冷传福音吗？
Using our own logic, we might think that is the best for Paul to be preaching in Jerusalem.
天时地利人和，就是说什么条件都很适合他。
It seems that he is the best fit for it.
他有很多人脉，他认识很多人，他可以去跟那些人传福音。
He has great interpersonal skills and he can preach to many people.
他在耶路撒冷又很有影响力。
He has great influence.
这个有影响力先来信耶稣，那接下去不是可以带动很多人来信吗？
So since he believed in Jesus, now can he bring many people to believe?
但是神的意思不是这样。
But this was not God's will.
所以神主耶稣特别跟他说：“你起来，离开。”
So Jesus told him to make haste.
我要差你远远的往外邦那边去。
He said, "Depart, for I will send you far from here to the Gentiles."
其实就是神的旨意先显明之后，现在第九章啊，当啊教会的信徒提议说把扫罗送回去的时候，他欣然接受离开。
So since the will of the Lord was made known to him, when the church wanted to send him away, he accepted this.
那这个就是我们看到神的旨意高过人的旨意。
So here we see that God's will is higher than man's will.
那扫罗作为一个神的工人，他顺服主所说的话。
And Paul was a worker of God, so he submitted to the Lord's will.
他奉主的名放胆的去传福音的。
And he preached boldly in the name of.
但是没有效果。
But it was not effective.
就是人家反过来是要迫害他。
People turned around and wanted to persecute him.
这也让保罗他学到一个功课。
So from here Paul could learn something.
要传福音，其实有没有效果，这是在神的手上。
Whether his preaching is effective is in the hands of God.
人是要传福音，因为主耶稣已经吩咐他的门徒要往普天下传福音给万民听。
It is man's duty to preach because the Lord commissioned his disciples to preach to all nations.
其实我们看到保罗在这个地方，在大马士革，正在耶路撒冷放胆传道，对他来说是一个将来要出去传福音的一个预备工作而已。
So Paul preaching in Damascus and Jerusalem, this was actually just preparation work for him.
我们如果看第十三章。
If we look at chapter 13,
后来当神的指示，圣灵指示来到以后，
after the revelation from the Holy Spirit,
就是今天神所拣选的器皿，在什么时候要做什么事情，当人都能够顺服神的指示，你就看到他所做成的工作就非常有效果。
So when God reveals what worker he wants to use and what they should do, and they submit, then the work is very effective.
我们看十三章四十六节。
We'll look at chapter 13, verse 46.
这是保罗他第一次出外宣道的时候所发生的事。
This is the first time that Paul went out to preach, and this is what happened.
第四十六节。
Verse 46.
我们先看第四十五节哈。
We'll first look at 45.
犹太人看见人这么多，就满心嫉妒。 应驳保罗所说的话，并且毁谤。
45. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and contradicting and blaspheming. They opposed the things spoken by Paul.
46节，保罗和巴拿巴放胆说，神的道先讲给你们，原是应当的，只因你们拒绝这道，断定自己不配得永生，我们就转向外邦人去了。
Then Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first, but since you reject it and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, behold, we turn to the Gentiles.
要对犹太人讲论，然后他们会辩驳，甚至要毁谤他。扫罗这个时候其实已经非常有经验，他不害怕的，放胆。
So here when the Jews were contradicting and blaspheming and opposing Paul, he was not afraid.
他很肯定地说，犹太人自己弃绝这个道理。
He knew that they themselves had rejected the gospel.
现在他要把他的福音的重点转向外邦人去。
And now he was going to preach to the Gentiles.
因为这是主要他做的工作。
Because this is the work that the Lord wanted him to do.
那我们看到第48节，外邦人听到这个话就很欢喜啊。
In verse 48, now when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad.
他们赞美神的道，预定得永生都信了。
And glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as had been appointed to eternal life believed.
当时候到了，当神的旨意成全的时候，其实他的放胆就得到效果。
When the will of the Lord was fulfilled, his preaching became effective.
我们再看第十四章。
We'll look at chapter 14.
这都是在他第一次出外宣道的时候所做的事。
This is also in his first missionary trip.
十四章的第三节。
Verse 13.
好，这是我们从第二节开始读。但那不顺从的犹太人耸动外邦人，叫他们心里恼恨弟兄。
Verse 2. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brethren.
第三节，二人在那里住了多日，倚靠主放胆讲道，主借他们的手施行神迹奇事，证明他的恩道。
Verse 3. Therefore they stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to the word of His grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands.
你看到一样，现在保罗他们到犹太人会堂里面去传道。碰到阻挡，他接下去一样放胆讲论啊，神的恩道。
So when the Jews were opposing them again, they also spoke boldly.
而且现在神进一步借他们的手施行神迹奇事。
And now the Lord granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands.
我们看到接下去扫罗就在宣道的旅程当中就行神迹了。
And while Paul was preaching, he also performed miracles.
往后我们看到扫罗他传福音的时候，基本上都描述他是放胆在讲道的。
So when the Bible records Paul preaching, it says that he preaches boldly.
我们看第十九章。
We'll turn to chapter 19.
第十九章。
Chapter 19.
第八节。
Verse 8.
十九章第八节。
Chapter 19, verse 8.
保罗进会堂，放胆讲道，一连三个月。辩论神国的事，劝化众人。
Verse 8, and he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading concerning the things of the kingdom of God.
这是他在以弗所的地方所做的事情。
This is what happened when he was in Ephesus.
那这个也是他现在第三次的宣道旅程里面他所做的工作。
This is his work during his third missionary trip.
他是放胆在讲道理，但是我们看到接下去众人的反应，基本上就是刚硬不信的就开始阻挡破坏他。
When he was speaking boldly, those who had a hard heart and did not believe started to oppose him.
十九章的第九节说，后来有些人心里刚硬不信，在众人面前就毁谤这道，保罗就离开他们，叫门徒与他们分离，便在推拿农的学房天天辩论。
Verse 9, but when some were hardened and did not believe, but spoke evil of the way before the multitude, he departed from them and withdrew the disciples, reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus.
今天我们在传福音的时候，其实很自然的我们会碰到同样的这个反应的。
When we're preaching today, we might face the same opposition.
但是当我们面对这样的一个被人家拒绝的时候，我们会不会觉得受伤呢？
But when we are rejected by others, do we feel hurt?
其实今天我们传福音是要累积经验的。
When we're preaching, we are also accumulating experience.
我们如果从小就有去跟人家见证福音的这个经验之后，慢慢我们累积，越来越敢放胆传道。
If we start to preach since we are young, then we'll have more experience and we'll be able to speak more boldly.
要传福音，基本上脸皮要厚。
You need to have thick skin when you're
preaching. 就是说不怕被人家拒绝了。
Which means you shouldn't be afraid when others reject.
那甚至有人要抵挡的时候，我们不会害怕的。
And when others go against you, you are not afraid.
我们今天活在一个非常非常高度文明的社会里面。
Today we live in a very civilized
society. 对，我们的就是很发展的国家嘛。
A very prosperous country.
一般来说，我们也都会很有礼貌的跟人家相处啊。
Most people have good manners.
那其实我们把福音传给他，用一个很友善的态度去跟人家分享的态度，我们是把这个福音传出去而已。
And when you use a friendly attitude to preach the gospel,
他如果不接受，其实也无所谓啊。
If they do not accept, it is okay.
基本上我们在这个地方传福音，受到政府法令的保护。
Actually, here when we preach, we are protected by the government.
我们相对的可以自由的传福音的。
We can preach freely.
但是也是因为这样子，我们有时候反而并不会很积极的传福音。
But because of this, we might actually not feel urgency to preach the gospel.
但是当我们愿意传福音的时候，当我们放胆讲论奉主耶稣的名去讲的时候，其实我们会经历神迹。
But when we preach boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus, we will experience miracles.
保罗他其实都是奉主的名在传道。
Paul preached in the name of Jesus.
就是他在证明主耶稣是谁。
And he was bearing witness of who Jesus was.
那我们今天弟兄姐妹，我们在传福音的时候，其实我们要很重要，就是在生活当中我们又有体验，然后我们可以去跟人家分享我们所经历的。
When we're preaching, we ourselves also need to have experiences that we can share with others.
对保罗来说，他的转变事实上是个神迹，是很清楚的。
For Paul, his conversion was a miracle.
是主亲自用光照他。
The Lord shone a light around him.
所以他其实是把他自己的经验 讲给别人听而已啊。
So he was speaking his own experiences to others.
我们今天要去传福音啊，其实有时候我们要信仰上如果能够体验的话，我们去讲就比较有力。
When we preach, if we have experience, we can preach more powerfully.
那这为什么说我们在平常的时候，我们要亲近神，要祷告、读圣经？
That's why we say that we need to draw near to the Lord often. Read the
Bible and pray. 在日常生活当中，要去经历神的作为。
In our daily lives, we need to experience the work of God.
那我们去传福音的时候，其实我们就是把我们所领受的，把它分享出去而已。
And when we are preaching, we are only telling others about our own experiences.
来信耶稣。
We tell them to believe.
主耶稣是可以依靠的。
Jesus is someone you can rely on.
他就是我们的救主。
He is our Savior.
你进到他的教会来。
And when you come to church,
领受他的真理，
you can receive his truth.
要能够一起来顺服真理，
and submit to the truth.
那接下去也能够一起经历神的作为，
and you also can experience the work of God.
小丽最近听了一个见证，
I heard a testimony.
这个见证是早期在中国的信徒，他们有一位姐妹，他们家里很穷。
In our early church in China, there was a sister whose family was poor.
她的贫穷是家里一到晚上的时候，黑夜的时候，她没有光，没有灯呢。
And because they were poor at night time, there was no light in the house.
那我们现在如果暗了，那电灯一打开就有亮了，我们日夜可以工作，没关系啊。
Today we have electricity, and even at night we can turn on lights and do our work.
但是如果没有灯的地方，你晚上怎么办？
What can you do if there are no lights at night?
有一个姐妹，她家里穷，没有钱去买煤油。
So this sister's family was poor and they were not able to afford lights.
那她的孩子晚上要读书。
And the children need to study at night.
那他们自己本身晚上要做家事。
And they need to do housework.
那接下去要怎么办？
So what should they do?
他们就只能靠神了。
They could only rely on God.
他们就 所以依靠神就是在危险，在我们没有办法的时候，真的就是靠主耶稣过日子的哈。
So when we have no other way, we
这个时候其实人的信心也是比较强的时候。
Actually, in this time, your faith is stronger.
他没有他那个灯里面没有油了。
So there was no more oil in the lamp.
那他怎么办？他就去把那个瓶子哈装水。
So what she did was she filled the jar with water.
做祷告。
And she prayed.
奉主耶稣名祷告。
She prayed in the name of Jesus.
说主啊，你帮助我们。
She said, "Lord, please help us."
让这个灯可以继续亮。
Let this lamp continue to be able to shine.
结果他是奉主的名哈，把那个水都倒在那个油灯里面去了。
And in the name of the Lord Jesus, she poured this water into the lamp.
祷告完之后。
After she prayed.
把那个灯一点，这个灯亮了。
When she lit the lamp, it lit up.
当初他要这样做的时候，他的家人都觉得说怎么可能呢
？When she did this, her whole family said, "How could it be?"
但是我们在圣经里面看到主耶稣曾经把水变成酒啊，不是吗
？But in the Bible, we saw that the Lord can change water into wine.
那对神来说没有什么困难的。
This is not difficult for.
就这样子，他那个油灯里面装水，就这个灯就一直烧着了。一直亮了。
So this lamp was filled with water, and it could continue to shine.
连那个灯蕊都没有烧掉了，就是他那个心啊。
The.
就是那个 wick 是不是
？The wick, the wick did not burn away.
好，就是里面是装水啊，就一直亮啊，一直烧啊。
It was filled with water, could continue to shine.
那烧几天这个？这个水都就是就是一直到那个水烧完了才没有。
And it continued to burn until there was no more water.
他们就用这样用了几天的这个从水那个油灯里面是装水而点亮的。
And this is how they used the lamp for a few days.
一直到他们有钱去买油的时候。
Until they had money to buy oil.
那他就去买油来放进去了。
Then they bought oil and put it in.
他并没有去试探神说，哦，那既然这样子有水的话，那就用水就好了，不用去买油，没有啊。
She did not test God and say, "Oh, since we can use water, let's just use water, not."
就是这么奇妙，奉主耶稣的名而已。
And it was so miraculous, and she did this in the name of the Lord.
那主耶稣就让这个神迹发生了。
So Jesus allowed this miracle to happen.
那后来他们就是做见证啊，就是用这样神的作为体验去跟很多人传福音了。
So with the, they use this testimony to preach to others.
印证我们所信的神是真的。
To prove that the God we believe in is true.
好多人听到这样的一个体验之后来到教会一起来信主了。
Because of this testimony, many people came to believe.
我们今天主耶稣的名实在是大有权柄的。
The name of the Lord has great power.
期待我们都能够这样子放胆传福音。
So may we all be able to preach boldly.
将我们所体验的神的恩典把它分享出去。
And to share the grace we have experienced.
我们不用害怕。
And we don't need to be afraid.
因为当我们越传福音，我们就越有经验。
Because the more we preach, the more experiences we'll have.
我们一定体验更多神的恩典。
We'll experience even more of the grace of God.
那为主做成美好的工作。
We'll do this good work for the Lord.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.